Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to the Q Streaming radio show that we have on Building Fortunes Radio. For those people who aren't familiar with Building Fortunes Radio, it's a platform that I built when I wanted to have an opportunity to share, you know, the internet radio waves with people that were doing the right things in home-based businesses and or entrepreneurs and or helping people and or doing great things that maybe you didn't know about, especially if you're part of our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. A lot of our customers are here, as well as a lot of other people have been finding us. And on today's radio show, we're talking about an opportunity for all of that to happen. I mean, there's really great examples, but this is something that's really cool that can help a whole bunch of people. And it's brought to me by a customer of ours, and he said, have you ever heard of Q-Streaming? And I said, no, I have not. And I didn't even know how to spell Q-Streaming, and maybe you don't either. So it's C-U-E, and that stands for Communication. Oh, what is the rest of it? The communication unites everyone. There we go. So it's real easy to remember. And we even put a special page together for Q Streaming. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Q, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows as well. Well, like I said, a customer of mine put me in front of this product and this opportunity, and I've kind of had a back office, if you will, opportunity to listen to some of the webinars that they've been putting together, like a fly on the wall kind of a thing. And I've been able to kind of listen to their inner conversations, even the stuff that happens before you get on a meeting and the stuff that they talk about as far as, you know, the stuff that they're working through and their mission and their plans and their hopes and their desires and their families and all this sort of stuff. And I'll share with you, if you're going to give your money to anybody for streaming video, give it to Q Streaming. I mean, you'll save money, I'm sure. You'll be able to have an unbelievable selection of channels and movies. And it also has pay-per-view. And whether you're a big pay-per-view person or not, that's a big thing for a lot of people. And you'll be able to get it for, and I'll give you the price right up front, $59.99 per month. No contracts, no gotchas, which is a big thing. And then also, they have different people that do fundraising with this, so they're giving money back. And like I had mentioned, if you ever want to do something to be able to help other people, like spend your money in the right direction to be able to do the right things, then you want to do it with Q Streaming. So we have the owner of the company, a gentleman who has had this on his mind for probably close to a decade, put it in place, but the internet wasn't always ready for him yet, meaning not too many people had the high-speed internet that they needed, and many people didn't know how to kind of work with high-speed internet and smart TVs and stuff like that, but the timing is right for you to be able to take advantage of Q Streaming. So David Weddell is W-E-D-D-E-L-L. You'll be able to see him if you go to a guest page on Building Fortunes is here, and he's a busy guy. So he probably pulled over on the road. He's on his mobile phone, wherever he might be. It's just before Thanksgiving for those people that want to date this. But this is a really great time to be able to talk to David. So David, thanks for being here, and thanks for taking the time out on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you, Peter, and you hit the nail on the head. I pulled over into a gas station just so I could not be driving while I'm talking to you. So appreciate the opportunity to talk with your audience and share what's going on inside of communication uniting everyone.
Excellent. So, you know, let's go from the beginning because we always have brand new people that may have never heard of Q Streaming before. So can you give us the minute or two or three description of what Q Streaming is, and then we'll talk about some other stuff as we go.
Absolutely. Q Streaming itself, I actually wrote the business model for this back in 2008. You know, we were looking for a way to stream television over the internet, and I saw the future of IPTV back in 2008, but the content didn't become available until starting in 2013, so I started doing the beta testing in 2020 with a few different platforms, and we actually launched the company March 4th of this year. So literally we're just over 8 months old and growing like crazy and making great connections around the country with entrepreneurs and with various churches and schools and nonprofit organizations that are marketing our product. But if you took every cable company, every satellite company, all the streaming companies combined, took all that content, put it on one platform with one username and one password, and charged $59.99 per month with no contracts, that's what Q Streaming is, very simply.
Excellent. And people can have it running at the same time on five separate devices. So whether it's
correct.
Smart TVs or PCs or their smartphone or their tablet, they'd be able to have it on five different locations. So that's really important, especially if it, like, say, for instance, it's a travel weekend. I mean, we're coming up to date this radio show specifically. We're a couple of days before Thanksgiving. More people travel, you know, especially by the road on Thanksgiving weekend than at any other time during the course of the year. And if they're going from one place to another, you know, you're going to grandma's house for Thanksgiving, you can bring your Fire Stick or your devices with you, and you'll be able to actually have access to Q Streaming. And I know, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but I believe you've even done Q Streaming, like, wherever you're going, because you're always on the road, and maybe even in high altitude places, like, as you've done this on planes. So
so you've been following my Facebook posts, I can tell.
I was
on a plane this past weekend to Louisiana and back to Indiana, and was able to watch Q Streaming from 35,000 feet in the air over the internet. You know, I had to use the paid for internet because, you know, the free internet only allows you to see the airlines platform of TV and movies. But if you pay for the internet on a flight, you can actually stream Q Streaming wherever you are. And that's one of the great things about the holidays. You know, whether it's on your phone, your tablet, your computer, or you know, today we're using an Amazon Fire Stick platform because it's an Android device. It actually works on any Android device today. And, you know, we've limited which devices we're going to support because literally the smart TVs aren't really as smart as people think they are. And there is no standard operating system. Even within a single brand, different models have different operating systems, and it's very difficult for us to support that. Now, I can tell you this. There's some really very intelligent people out there that have figured out how to get Q Streaming on their smart TV. Today, we just don't support it because there's just too many variables. But very soon, within the next 30 days, we will have our own, we're replacing Amazon Fire Stick with our very own stick, of course, which is called a Q Stick. So we can rack that to having them ready for Christmas gifts. And the Q Stick will be available for $29.99 and will come with our application on it already. And a few other things that we're working on that will be added to the Q-Stick, such as our own social media platform. So you'll have an alternative to Facebook and Messenger. And all of those things will be available on the Q-Stick itself.
Wow. Okay. So I, for some reason, I'm itching to kind of go over what I'm going to go over next for the people that are listening. And, you know, I'm well in tune to some of the stuff that happens with our fine government. And there's the FTC,
yeah,
which is the Federal Trade Commission, and there's the FCC. And a lot of people, you know, if you look at any kind of electronic device, there's probably some kind of a label on there that says, you know, FTC warning, you have to make sure you use this wherever you use it. Well, the FCC has just become ruler of the internet, and in the context of this, high-speed access to the internet is limited in certain sections of the country. It's limited in rural areas. It's limited in ethnic areas. It's limited sometimes in poor areas. And or it's out of reach financially. So the Biden administration finally did what every other administration is trying to figure out how to do. They're really putting the pedal to the metal and kind of putting the pressure on having more people have access to high-speed internet. They call that broadband. So wherever it might be, in whatever area you might be in, more people will eventually be available to be, you know, Q-streaming subscribers, because people that don't have that high-speed access to the internet are really deprived of economic opportunities, educational opportunities, social opportunities, a whole bunch of other stuff. And all of those things are expanded when you are a Q-streaming subscriber. So you'll be able to access news channels, sports channels, sitcoms, movies. What am I losing out on? You'll be able to go to different personal channels. You guys are expanding your product line as well. So people will have access to a lot of things because they have high-speed access to the internet. And the government is making it more affordable for more people to have access to the high-speed internet. So the reason I just had to get that out there, because it just happened in November on the 15th of 2023, and a lot of people don't follow this, but Biden has gotten a lot of pressure, say, hey, listen, you're all talk and no action. So they just did this high-speed access broadband, no discrimination. They call it digital equity across the world, of the United States, that is, and we're going to be able to have more people have high-speed access. So I know a lot of people don't follow that stuff like I do, but I felt it was kind of important, and the reason for this is there's a lot of people that are out there that can now seek out these types of things in your areas, churches, you know, people of religious nature sometimes. They need to have as many people plugged in as they possibly can, and maybe this is going to be able to help. So your fine U.S. government is actually conspiring to make sure more people have access to broadband internet more affordably, which is a good thing. So if you're selling Qstream, your access to people to buy Qstream is expanding, and use Qstream is expanding as well. So I figured I'd just mention that. David, if you want to comment on anything that I said right there, you certainly can.
Absolutely, and it goes in line with what we're doing at Q Streaming. We actually have started our very own broadband division, and we will be selling internet. We've got our plans by first quarter of 2024 is adding our internet services to the platform, because when you control the internet, you can better control the streaming experience. So between Q Broadband and the Q Stick, it'll give all of our viewers a much better experience, because we can control the internet better ourselves than other ISPs, you know, may try to block some of the ports that allows our streaming to happen. In addition to that, we are also moving into the security business, because when you control the internet at the house, we can also provide cameras and doorbells that are private, not broadcast over an open internet, but a private security system. And we are actually working with the city of Indianapolis, Indiana right now, who they are 300 police officers short to be able to fill all the hours needed. And using our technology and smart technology with our cameras, we are actually able to patrol streets, and our software detects if a gun is pulled. It'll zoom in on the person and tag the person. It doesn't have facial recognition, but it will follow that person. So when our security system is connected directly to the 911 services, police officers can track where the person is that has the gun as well. And if you look at the number of crimes that have been avoided and the crimes that we've been able to solve with our security system, it's making a lot of headlines in Indianapolis right now, and we've got several of the TV stations talking about the security system with our Watchman security system in Indianapolis.
Wow. Wow. So for those people listening in, this is the reason why we're doing a Q-Streaming radio show, is because as the new developments are exposed or developing or available, we're going to be able to let you know about this. So you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Q, and then you'll be able to hear this. Let's take a quick commercial break. You're listening to David Weddle on Building Fortunes Radio. Be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out pmmarketingsnetworklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with David. He runs Q Streaming. This was, I said he was probably programming this in 10 years ago. I misunderestimated, if you will. I was wrong by 50%. It's 15 years ago he's been kind of thinking about this. But the reality is that this is something that these gentlemen have been working on for a real long time. As I had mentioned, I've had privy to some of the conference calls and stuff like that. Just great guys. And people, good family man, good, you know, core values, everything you'd want to be able to do things the right way and real and sincere and, you know, just doing the right stuff. So one of the things we spoke about at the beginning of this was the product itself. Lots and lots and lots of channels, lots and lots and lots of movies, lots and lots and lots of series, all the stuff that we mentioned, even pay-per-view. You mentioned some of the other stuff that's coming down the pike. It's not ready today, but if you're a Qstream member, obviously it's going to be easy for you to integrate. And then we also mentioned that there's an opportunity for people to be able to sell it and or raise money like a fundraising thing. But before I forget to mention, anybody that might have been referred by somebody who's already a distributor, make sure you go back to that individual and give them the credit they deserve and sign up under them. So we're here to give you on this radio show specifically some generic information, but make sure you go back to the person that referred you if you're, you know, listening in and you find us online. So having said that, let's talk about that income opportunity and that fundraising opportunity. So David, you know it better than I do, so have at it.
Absolutely. We have an amazing affiliate marketing program, and let me tell you, a large number of our people have been entrepreneurs just like your audience and have come on board. One of the biggest frustrations that I've had in the past with other companies is they have an amazing marketing and commission program, and then once you start making money, all of a sudden they change the program. Well, I'm telling you, as a CEO, founder, and chairman of the board, our commission structure will never change. We'll never lose what we've got started, because when I first left teaching, I went into the insurance business to create residual income for myself. And there was nothing more frustrating than 2 to 3 years of building some residual income. Next thing I knew, the company was selling out, and I lost all my income and had to start over again. I did the same thing in the telecom business, selling long-distance telephone service, selling cell phones, selling satellite TV. You build a residual income, and there's nothing more frustrating than to have the company sell or change their program to where you don't make the money that you created and deserve to make. So our program, one of the reasons why we have so many people interested in becoming an affiliate with our system is it is residual income month after month. As long as that customer stays a customer of Q, you're making residual income month after month. So you build, just as an example, you build a thousand customers in a few months' time, or even in a year, our commission structure, we pay 10% to the person who brings in the customer. So that's $6 for every customer. You bring in 1,000 customers, you're bringing in $6,000 every single month. Now, you know, we're looking for leaders, people that want to build a sales team. And let's say you go out and find 10 salespeople that you can manage, and you can help them learn the market, learn the system, and go out, and they go out and sell 1,000 subscribers, and they're making $6,000 a month. Well, you as their manager are making $4 a month off of everything that your team does. So if you had 10 people out there that had 1,000, 10 times 1,000 is 10,000 subscribers. At $4 a month, you're making $40,000 every month. And, you know, on top of that, we have a profit-sharing program that once you've got 2,000 subscribers in your team, you are also get a seat in the profit-sharing program. So we as a company, for every single subscriber, we put in $5 into the profit-sharing pool. That for every seat that you get, that's how it'll be divided by the number of seats of people who have more than 2,000 subscribers, and you'll get a share of that profit-sharing pool. So if we're at 100,000 subscribers and there's $5, that's $500,000 being divided by the number of people with that have brought in at least 2,000 subscribers. So
wow.
It's an amazing bonus program that sometimes, right now, the bonuses are even more than their monthly commissions with their sales because, early on in the stage like this, there's not a lot of people that have more than 2,000 subscribers. So, it's a great opportunity for an entrepreneur to build a business. And again, we're just starting with TV as we add the internet. As we add cell phones and security systems, your customers start adding those products, that creates more residual income for yourself. So, we're looking for people who are truly interested in a serious business opportunity to become an affiliate. And as Peter said, talk to the person who told you about us, give them the respect and talk with them about how to become an affiliate with Q Streaming.
Excellent. So there's a few things that I just kind of want to add relative to the ability for people to refer and then help other people make money as well as themselves. And that would be the nonprofit stuff. We had Kent Benson here on Building Fortunes Radio. So if you go back in and you look for the radio show with the title with Kent Benson and QStream, you'll be able to hear a little bit more of it. But he handles a lot of your nonprofit stuff. So it's, let's face it, it's tough out there. There's inflation. Depending on who you talk to, the average family might be spending $700 to $1,200 more just on regular stuff monthly based on inflation. And I'm not going to blame anybody because I think there's a lot of people to blame for inflation. But the reality is that still doesn't change it. So there's a lot of people that are tight financially. So that's one reason to kind of button up your, belt buckle and say, do I need Hulu? Do I need Netflix? Do I need all of these things? Or can I just kind of condense and be able to save this stuff? And, my daughter in college, maybe she doesn't need her own account. Maybe she could use one of my five. It makes sense, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of people that are looking for that. But churches and those types of nonprofits are often hit hardest because people don't have that level of discretionary income. So can you give us maybe some examples of, how people might be able to help nonprofits with Q Streaming to be able to, bridge the gap between what they need and what they're getting from their, parishioners or people that are part of their nonprofit?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of great programs all across the country today. I'll use one example. We've got a church in Valparaiso, Indiana, that they have a vision to build. It's a $15 million athletic facility for kids with disabilities. There's all sorts of gyms for healthy kids, but there's no places for kids with disabilities to have a place to go where the facilities are built with them in mind, that they have the coaches and the staff in place to be able to help kids with Down syndrome or with various abilities of different kinds. So with them, our goal is to sign up 220,000 subscribers. And when that happens, you know, you can do the math, 220,000 subscribers times $6 every month will raise $15.8 million every single year. And so we can build, it's called the Sunshine Center. The pastor, the head pastor, has a daughter with Down syndrome, and her nickname is Sunshine. And so the Sunshine Center will be built with the donations coming in through the Q streaming services, and can help them do that. Now, when you sign up an organization like that, you're going to work with that that organization and help them reach their goals. And because of that, again, we have the management. When you sign up an organization like that, you're being paid $4 for every person that they bring in. So, you know, where the organization is making the $15.8 million when they reach their goal, the person who helped them is going to make a lot of money as well. And so, you know, our plan really financially helps so many people because we're helping others. You know, we have our mission statement that's very simple. It says it's not just about making a dollar. It's about making a difference. And we're here to make a difference in people's lives. So with churches, with schools, you know, Kent Benson is our vice president of fundraising programs, and he is working with several different groups across the country to help them raise the money that they need on a product that everybody is already buying. We're not asking you to go on a diet or to take a certain kind of vitamin or something that is not part of your lifestyle. Every single person that I know has TV service and is paying for it, whether it's cable, whether it's satellite, or various streaming services. You know, if you took YouTube TV and added everything that we have on our program for $59.99, YouTube TV would cost you about $200 a month. We have all of that included in our plan, and you get 5 different devices. So no matter where you are, wherever you travel, you know, you can have 5 different devices. Your username and password will register onto our network 5 different times. Now, if a 6th person tries to use your username and password, it won't allow them onto the network. But at 5 at a time can be on using your username and password, and you don't have to be in the same house. So if you've got kids in college, you've got kids that live in other parts of the country, they can use your username and password. We don't care about that. We see where Netflix and Hulu and a lot of these other companies are cracking down and saying, no, you can only use the username and password 1 time or 2 times maybe. But our system is truly for everyone to benefit, and we are changing and making a difference in the world of media with Q streaming.
Excellent. Okay, good. Well, believe it or not, we're running out of time. So for those people listening in, if you want to hear this again, share with other people, make sure you go back to the person that referred you. And then also, if you want to hear this again and share with other people, go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Q, that's C-U-E, and you'll be able to hear this as well as other radio shows again. Happy Thanksgiving, David. Thanks for all the great things that you do, and we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.